You know, I personally was never a brilliant scholar, but often at school I was called forward to read from the current book in the literature lesson, and one term the book was The Wooden Horse, the true story of prisoners of war building an escape tunnel aided by their use of a wooden gymnastic vaulting horse to hide their activities. It registered to me the determination of people to seek freedom at any price and appreciate that most of us take liberty for granted. But you can only really appreciate it if you've never had it taken from you. Most people do just take their freedom for granted. But to maintain it, many brave people have paid the ultimate price in defending it. We need to be reminded of that, and there are many books like The Wooden Horse to help us to do so. I just think it would be good if from time to time such books were used more widely in schools today, just to help the young to understand how they are free people and to enjoy that expensive commodity and not waste it. I suspect that many young people may know about 1066 and the Battle of Hastings, and maybe a few, and I say a few, about the Battle of Trafalgar 1805. But how many are aware of what went on just 100 years ago when World War I was declared, and the massive loss of life on both sides, and the fact that no lessons were learnt, and it was all repeated just a few years later, and more lives lost. Our young need to know of these sacrifices made on their behalf, not have it rammed down their throats, but just given an awareness of the need of tolerance towards their fellow beings, and that the use of force must be a very last resort.